Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Jane Griffiths. Jane is an organic gardening guru. A very, very good morning to you, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us this morning. How are you?
Good morning.
We wanted to talk about the importance of organic vegetables, and gardens have become very much part of our lives, haven't they? More and more, many of us are embracing this type of gardening, making use of the space, I guess, that we have. Have you seen this move and this trend developing?
Well, very much so. You know, when I wrote my first book, which was, on growing organic vegetables, back in 2009, when I brought that book out, I hardly knew anybody who was growing their own organic vegetables. I mean, I think I had another friend who also was growing. And now, wow, people talk about heirloom seeds over dinner parties.
Absolutely.
And they share tips on how to keep their earthworms alive in their earthworm farm, and they talk about bokashi composting. It's become the norm. And one of the things I really have seen is that from the beginning of lockdown, the interest in growing your own food, number one, people are staying at home more. So
yes.
It's easier for them to do it, because really a vegetable garden is one of the things that the best fertilizer is the gardener's shadow, which, it just means your presence in the garden, even if it's just a daily walkthrough. And instead of having to sit on a commute for an hour or whatever it is every day going to work, you can now actually go and do that walk through your veggie garden. And that every day, that daily little ritual of just checking to see what's going on and tweaking a little bit here, tweaking a little bit there, really does make a huge big difference. And one of the things that people always ask me, what does organic mean? And for me, it all starts with building healthy, nutrient-rich soil. If you have healthy soil, it equals healthy, strong plants, which equals healthy people, because it's the same thing with us. If we eat healthy food, we have more resistance to disease. And it's the same thing with our plants.
So we start with the soil. And what does that mean? If somebody is now starting from quite literally from scratch.
Yes. Well, healthy soil is soil that is full of humus. And humus is that broken, once you've added organic matter to the soil, that breaks down and it forms this wonderful, dark, fine tilth. And this broken down organic matter is the life force of the soil. And it, first of all, provides homes for billions of organisms, such as fungi, bacteria, algae, insects, and worms. You know, some of these we can see, like the earthworms. Others you can't. In one teaspoon of healthy soil, there are more than 6 billion microscopic organisms. And these are hugely important for the vegetables. Without them, our plants just cannot grow. They're the workhorses. And what's really interesting is that scientists are daily discovering new things that these organisms are doing, whether it's from communicating to enriching the soil to... We haven't even scratched the surface, of what they do. But we want the other reasons why we want the humus as well is it's very absorbent. It's like a sponge. So especially in our drought-prone country, we want the water in our soil. And the more water we have in the soil, the better. And the more humus we have, the more water we have. And it also has, on a microscopic level, it hooks onto many nutrients, so it holds nutrients, therefore it's far more fertile. And the most important thing is because it's crumbly and aerated, it provides homes for all those beneficial organisms, which we want in our soil.
So if now I'm starting from scratch and I'm going to go to the nursery, what do I ask them for?
Okay, well, ideally what you would want to do is be able to sort of say, okay, deliver a bunch of humus to my doorstep and then you put it in my garden. But It's not as easy as that. That you know, you don't just sort of add humus and you're right ready to roll. It takes time to build healthy soil. However, the good news is that most soil, if it hasn't been disturbed, if you're starting a vegetable garden from scratch, for example, if you're converting from lawn to a vegetable patch, that soil underneath there is going to have loads and loads of beneficial organisms in it already because it hasn't been disturbed, as long as you haven't been using loads of pesticides on your lawn. That's a whole other conversation.
Right, of course,
But one of the first things to do is to emulate nature, is to have a look and see, well, what does nature do before we came along and started sort of cultivating stuff? And one of the things, early on that I discovered in my gardening journey is the joys of no dig gardening. And it's an annual, it's a tradition, not even annual, every time you're changing seasons or you dig up the soil and you turn it over and you beat the clods and you break it all apart and then you add in a whole lot of compost and manure and incorporate it in and cover it all up and go, oh, great, now I'm exhausted, I'm going to go sort of fall back, I need to go and have a bath. Digging is really, really bad for the soil. What it does, first of all, is it kills many of those beneficial organisms. It upsets their balance. It destroys their homes. So instead of doing their job for us in the soil, they're having to, re-establish themselves. Secondly, when you dig, every single time you turn over a spade full of soil, you're losing moisture. In that moisture are nutrients that are dissolved. So you're losing nutrients. Plus, what happens after you dig, all those weed seeds that were sitting in the lower levels all land up on the top, sitting in the sun, and with you now watering them, and go, hello. So now you have a sore back. Right. You have a weed problem. Plus, you've lost moisture. You've lost nutrients. You've destroyed all your beneficial workhorses. So stop digging. Don't dig. That's one of the first things to build healthy soil. And there are a couple of little rules that go with the no-dig gardening, because the reason why gardeners dig is because the soil gets compressed. And one of the main reasons it gets compressed is because we stand on it. It's our weight standing on that soil repeatedly. So create beds that are just big enough for you to reach into the middle without having to stand on the soil. So the size of the door is perfect. You can reach it from all sides. And then make permanent pathways around the sides, because those are your safe zones where you can walk. Create an edging on the bed, because what you're going to do next is, again, think about nature. What happens with leaves, especially like now in autumn, all those leaves fall down, unless you've got somebody coming along and sweeping them up, which they shouldn't do, unless they're keeping them for their compost. Those leaves naturally break down. You know, nature doesn't send little elves along at night to dig them up and incorporate them into the soil. They break down and are slowly incorporated. Earthworms come up and pull them down. And in no time, everything that lands on the surface of the soil is incorporated into the lower layers in the form of humus. So to emulate that, we must just add organic matter in the form of compost, mulch, leaves, straw, even green manure, which are plants that have grown literally to be cut up and incorporated back into the soil. All of these things, the fertilizers, the compost, the manure, all of that gets added onto the top layer of the soil. It can be turned into the top 5 centimeters or so, 2 to 5 centimeters. But after that, don't dig. Just let nature do her thing.
So I think that's the message here. And unfortunately, we are running out of time. But the message here is just try and keep this, let nature do its thing.
Absolutely. You know, she's the best teacher. She's been here a very long time. And, you know, it's only in the last 100 or so years that we've come along with chemical fertilizers and, you know, re-dig the whole way we farm and the way we grow our own food. And before that, everybody grew their own food or was very close, or much closer to the source of their food. You know, urbanization, all of these things have changed the way we live. And it's made us kind of forget how to feed ourselves. The most essential thing that we should know is the basics of how to feed ourselves. So we have to go back to scratch and learn from nature.
Jane Griffiths, thank you for taking the time to speak to us this morning.